The Russian Affair, written by Adrian Dagé and read by Adam Sims. The members of the National Security Council and their advisors all rose as President Bedford Travers entered the White House Situation Room, located beneath the Oval Office. The Vice President, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Director of National Intelligence, and the National Security Advisor were some of the most powerful men in the country. The President took his leather seat at the head of the long, polished mahogany table and glared around the room. The director of the National Clandestine Service, Tom McNamara, the CIA's chief spy, exchanged glances with his old colleague Dwight D. Corbett, the gray-haired Secretary of Defense. Both men had served various administrations, Republican and Democrat, but neither had ever encountered anything like the irascible, unpredictable Travers. The Situation Room was far more cramped than the media images portrayed. But the old mahogany walls had been replaced by high-tech whisper walls, and the six embedded flat screens ensured the president and his advisors could access encrypted video communications with other leaders and generals around the world. A CCTV camera, located in amongst the dome lighting in the roof, enabled the president's Secret Service detachment to monitor proceedings from outside the room. "Mr. President, if I can direct your attention to the screen on the far wall, we have a recording of an address Caliph Abu Muhammad al-Rahman made just minutes ago." Lester Metcalf, the burly four-star Air Force general and director of national intelligence, nodded to his aide, and the screen came to life, showing a bearded al-Rahman wearing a black turban. The Caliph was speaking from behind a stone balustrade, the top of which was covered in snow. Travers's eyes narrowed, and he glared at the self-styled leader of the Sunni jihadist Islamic State. "I have a message for you, infidels," the Caliph began in an ominous tone. "It's a message that comes directly from Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We will shortly be in possession of nuclear warheads, and if you do not immediately cease your operations against us in Iraq and Syria and other parts of the world, your cities will be reduced to smoking radioactive rubble. The President of the United States is weak and unpopular. Your Western civilizations have sunk into the depths of depravity. Your politicians are corrupt. Your banks are corrupt. Your entire society is corrupt. But inshallah, now you have an opportunity to reform.